Upasakas, or perhaps I should now say dharmacharis of the Western Buddhist order, because that apparently is what you've now decided you want to be. Presumably, everybody understands the implications of that change. Today is, of course, a special occasion. In fact, this whole weekend is a special occasion. It's a special occasion because order members, upasakas, dharmacharis have come together. In fact, they've come together, I was almost going to say for once they've come together, in large numbers. That is to say, in comparatively large numbers. And it would seem that we have, perhaps, nearly half the whole Western Buddhist order gathered together here at Padmaloka at this moment. And we all know very well what it was that the Buddha said in connection with the coming together of members of the order. He said in those well-known words that if they came together repeatedly and in large numbers, then their prosperity might be looked for and not their decay. That is to say, their spiritual prosperity, their growth, their progress, their spiritual development might be looked for, and not their decay, not their deterioration. So I'm very happy to be able to see so many of you here this weekend, especially as I haven't seen quite a number of you for quite a while, at least for 3 months. And I hope that you all, in the course of this weekend, are intensifying, deepening your spiritual fellowship with one another, deepening your understanding of the Dharma, and deepening your commitment to the spiritual life. I hope, in fact, that you're experiencing for yourselves the truth of the words of the monks in the Dhammapada, the words which the monks, so to speak, chant together when they assemble. They say, or perhaps we should say, they sing. Happy indeed we live, friendly amidst the hateful. Among men who hate, we dwell free from hate. Happy indeed we live, healthy amidst the sick. Among men who are sick, we dwell free from sickness. Happy indeed we live, content amidst the greedy. Among men who are greedy, we dwell free from greed. Happy indeed we live, we who are without attachment. Feeders on rapture shall we be, like the gods of brilliant light. That, I hope, is your experience, not only this weekend, but at other times as well. This weekend is a special occasion in another way. We've not only come together to study and practice the Dharma in one another's company, we've come together to welcome the 18 new order members who were ordained last Sangha day. And perhaps I could add one or two who I believe have returned from distant places. As you know, the ordinations to which I refer took place in Tuscany, in Italy, and they represented the culminating point of the whole 3 months pre-ordination course. I'm not going to say anything tonight about that course. I'm quite sure that most of you who are not actually on it have already heard quite a lot about it from various people, have perhaps even seen slides, seen pictures, photographs of it. But I've no doubt in my own mind that Tuscany too represented as big a step forward for the order and for the movement as a whole as did Tuscany I. So since this weekend is a special occasion in a double sense, I thought that it might perhaps be appropriate if I gave a talk. After all, I don't have the opportunity of seeing so many order members together at the same time very often. So I thought I'd take advantage of the opportunity and share a few reflections with you. But the question which arises is, reflections on what? Sometimes the reflections don't come very easily. Sometimes the ideas don't just spontaneously surface. One has to think a little. So I was thinking a little. I have plenty of time in which to think. I had 3 whole days in which to think, because for 3 whole days I was being driven along the roads of Europe, sometimes at quite high speed. Being driven all the way from Florence to Norwich via Carcassonne. Now, last time I spoke on the occasion of an order weekend, my subject was a case of dysentery. And in view of the nature of the occasion this weekend, I thought that it would be best if I spoke on a subject connected with ordination. A case of dysentery, you may remember, was based on an episode from the life of the Buddha. So tonight I'm going to follow much the same procedure. I'm going to speak on another episode from the life of the Buddha. In fact, I'm going to speak on 2 linked episodes. I'm going to speak on a wreath of blue lotus. Now, some of you may have been wondering what this title was meant to convey. You may have wondered whether it had anything to do with the mandarava, blue lotus and jasmine of the Sevenfold Puja, or whether it had anything to do with the wreaths of blue lotus or black locks adorning of one of my own early poems. But it has nothing to do with either of these. It has to do with ordination. As I've already mentioned, I'm going to speak tonight on a subject connected with ordination. And the nature of the connection between this subject and a wreath of blue lotus will no doubt emerge in due course as the lecture proceeds. Now, ordination, as we may call it for the sake of convenience, is of many different kinds. Or rather, ordination is one, because going for refuge is one, but it assumes many different forms. That is to say, it may take place in quite a number of different ways. Let's take a look at some of these ways. Historically speaking, as we see from the Pali scriptures, it can take place when the Buddha meets someone, has some contact with him, some communication with him, sees that he's ready to go for refuge, to commit himself, and the Buddha simply says, "Come, O monk, ehi bhikkhave, come, O monk, lead the spiritual life, the brahmacharya, for the destruction of suffering." And he's ordained. On some occasions it was as simple as that. That counted as ordination. Similarly, we also find in the Pali scriptures that ordination takes place when someone, deeply impressed by the Buddha's teaching, deeply moved and deeply stirred, repeats the refuge formula, saying, "To the Buddha for refuge I go, to the Dharma for refuge I go, to the Sangha for refuge I go." And the Buddha accepts that. Or else the ordination takes place when the individual concerned is accepted, so to speak, by an assembly of 5 or 10 monks. That also counts as ordination.